Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet, plus what to look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, what's going on? Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the trio of Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. They can be seen in an arc from east to west after sunset. Now, each planet is quite bright and should be very easy to spot from the islands. Now, the moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase. So as the week goes on, we can expect it to become very bright in our skies.
Last week was the big trip to Jupiter, the Juno mission, and I'm presuming you've got an update on that.
Yes, indeed. The Juno spacecraft has successfully completed a risky sequence of maneuvers that have placed it into orbit around the giant planet Jupiter. The Juno spacecraft is now activating its science instruments and beginning its main mission to study Jupiter in more detail than any other spacecraft in history. This main science phase will begin on August the 27th, when the spacecraft will make a close pass into Jupiter.
How close will it get?
Now, the spacecraft will conduct around 35 orbits of Jupiter during its mission lifetime. On its closest approaches, it will get to within 3,100 miles of the Jovian cloud deck. Now, this may sound quite far away, but Jupiter is massive, almost 87,000 miles in diameter. Juno will have a front row seat.
After the length of the voyage it did, that sounds very close, actually.
It is indeed when you consider the vastness of space.
Explain why Jupiter makes such a special target for the spacecraft.
Well, Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system. It's also a key player in the mechanics of the solar system, and it may even have influenced the evolution of life on Earth.
When it ends, does this spacecraft move on, or are they going to ditch it there in Jupiter?
Unfortunately for Juno, its life will end at Jupiter. And in the interest of solar system conservation, Juno will be directed to burn up in the atmosphere of Jupiter. Now, this will keep microbes from Earth that may be on the spacecraft from contaminating the moons of Jupiter, some of which we think may hold their own life. So sending Juno out in the appropriate way is incredibly important.
Kind of like using those hand sanitizers that you find everywhere.
Yeah.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fascinating stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for another report.